You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Nathan Redmond to score and Southampton to win was 3-1. It's now 4-1. Ross Barkley to score and Everton to win was 13-2. That's been enhanced to 8-1. Southampton stifled Liverpool at home last weekend, and I suppose they'll be fancying their chance of shutting down another Merseyside club on Sunday evening. Everton have really misfired in recent weeks, Derek. I expected a lot better from this Everton side. Failed to beat Swansea, lost away at Burnley and got thumped at Stamford Bridge as well. Southampton 11-10 to win this game, and Everton stumbling at the moment. I still expect better from Everton, Derek.
Yeah, they're playing really badly at the moment. I mean, I'm surprised that there haven't been questions asked of Ronald Koeman. A, because of Everton's ropey form, and B, because of some of the public utterances he's made in recent weeks. We touched upon it last week. I looked at this picture and I thought, yeah, I'm going to back Southampton here, but I don't think your odds compiler's given anything away here, 11-10. I really don't. Especially if they played on Thursday night, of course. They were really poor against Sparta Prague. Against Liverpool last week, they could easily have lost after 3-0 or 4-0. They wouldn't have had any complaints. There aren't too many crumbs of comfort in their recent form, Southampton. Just when I was getting finally worked up about them after 18 months of writing them off, they've gone crap again. Don't I time things right? It's the story of my season. This troubles me, this picture. There's no easy pickings this week. Tottenham apart on the coupon. You know, I'm going to go for the draw in this one as well. It wouldn't surprise me. So Everton are going to improve in form because they've got too many good players, and maybe they're just finding it hard to acclimatise under the new manager. Maybe when his methods sink in, that's when you'll see the improvements. But that's going to happen sooner rather than later, you'd expect, from a manager who's proven himself in the top level. And Southampton, I'm a little bit worried about them at the moment. I'm not sure that they're firing on any cylinders, never mind all.
I love the expression crumbs of comfort. I'm using that one in the future, Derek. I love that one. Southampton Everton, Tom, how do you see it?
Pretty similar to Derek, to be honest. I've got no faith in Everton given their recent results, and their performances weren't great. I mean, they scrambled a point against Swansea. Obviously, away from home, the Chelsea game was a real blow, but they lost to Burnley. They got a fortunate point at Man City. They lost at Bournemouth. There's absolutely nothing in their away form that you want to be backing. Two goals in the last four matches. And the only time they've looked comfortable away from home was against Sunderland back in September, where Sunderland gifted them three goals. So I just see two sides that are kind of out of form and out of shape a little bit here. And again, two teams where probably that if you offered them a point, they'd probably take it. Although I think, both sides could do with the 3 points, but I can't back either side to get it. So I think the draw is on the cards. And again, I'm not too sure about the goals here. I think we could be looking at 1-1, something along those lines. I do like, though, two players that are very much the focal points for these teams. I mean, Charlie Austin's got, three in his last four Premier League games. He's been scoring. He's very much the man on the spot, isn't he, when chances come along? He's a real poacher. And Romelu Lukaku, you don't want to look too far away from him, for Everton, if indeed he is firing. Both of them scoring the game. Again, any time goal scorer doubles is 11-2, which I like a lot. There's a few weaknesses in Koeman, and I'm just not seeing enough from him to suggest he's maybe this top manager or a top manager in the making. And I thought his tactics against Chelsea, as I mentioned earlier, kind of surprised me a little bit. I think he'll just want to steady the ship and get the points. So that's where I would head. I'd head for a score draw here, a draw and both teams to score.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.